Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A woman sits across from a ministry leader after a difficult season. She says, I know I should be thankful, but honestly, I mostly feel tired, disappointed, and forgotten. The leader could respond too quickly, well, at least you still have a lot to be grateful for. But Christian gratitude discernment takes a wiser path. It asks, how can we help this person see grace without denying truth? That is why this course uses the Grace and Truth Discernment Map. This map includes 15 ministry prompts for Christian gratitude conversations. These prompts help leaders notice grace, name pain, invite lament, renew thoughts, examine stories, honor the body, discern relationships, consider boundaries, receive gifts, confess sin, remember mercy, distinguish forgiveness from reconciliation, hold gospel hope, and identify one faithful next step. This is important. These 15 ministry prompts are not Dewayweird's 15 modal aspects. Dewayweird's framework helps Christian leaders avoid reducing people to only one dimension of life. But the Grace and Truth Discernment Map is a practical ministry conversation tool. John 1:14 says that Jesus came full of grace and truth. That is the heart of this map. Grace without truth can become sentimental. Truth without grace can become crushing. But in Christ, grace and truth meet. Ministry Sciences observes that people are whole persons. Their stories include emotions, bodies, relationships, beliefs, wounds, habits, memories, and hopes. A wise leader does not reduce a person to one issue. The gospel gives even more. It tells us that pain is real, sin is real, mercy is real, and resurrection hope is real. What helps? A leader might ask, what grace are you noticing even if the pain is still real? Or what part of this story needs to be named honestly before God? What harms? Turning gratitude into pressure, saying, just look on the bright side, or rushing to fix someone before listening. The Grace and Truth Discernment Map is not a script to force on people. It is a ministry guide for wise, humble, consent-based conversations. A faithful leader does not have to ask all 15 prompts every time. Sometimes one question is enough. The goal is not to control the conversation. The goal is to help someone stand before God with honesty, gratitude, wisdom, and hope.